الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وجنوده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذ يغشيكم النعاس أمنة منه صدق الله العظيم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. During the night preceding the battle of Badr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a group of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, among whom was Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu an, Sayyiduna Zubair ibn al-Awwam radiallahu an, Sayyiduna Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu an, and a few others, to the water of Badr, to the water source, to gather information regarding the army of the Quraysh. When they go to the water source, they see two slaves belonging to the Quraysh that had come to take water as well. These Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they capture these two slaves and they bring them. They begin to interrogate them to get some information out. However, they were not giving too much of information. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was engaged in salah. When he completed his salah, then he asked them, how many are they? So they say they are a lot, many. So then the next question was, what is the exact amount? They say, we don't know what's the exact amount. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, that how many camels do they slaughter every day to feed the army? So they say, on one day they slaughter 9, the next day they slaughter 10. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deduced from here that there are between 900 to 1000 men. And this was exactly the situation. Approximately 900 to 1,000 they were. And then Rasulullah ﷺ asked him that who from among the leaders of Makkah are part of this army? When he began to mention the names of the various notable people of Makkah and leaders of Makkah that came part of this army, Rasulullah ﷺ addressed the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and he says to them, هَذِهِ مَكَّةُ قَدْ أَلْقَتْ إِلَيْكُمْ أَفْلَادَ كَبِدِهَا. That Makkah has thrown before you. Makkah has presented to you the pieces of its liver, meaning the cream of the crop. The notable people of Makkah have all come part of this army. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu says that during that night, slumber and sleep had overcome all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Allah speaks about it in the Quran Majeed as well. إِذْ يُغَشِّيكُمُ النُّعَاسَ أَمَنَةً مِّنْ. That as a means of tranquility and peace of mind from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah blessed the Sahaba radiallahu anhum with this favor. The next morning was going to be the decisive battle. They were so outnumbered. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the Sahaba radiallahu anhum with this favor that the sleep had overcome them. Sayyiduna Ali radiallahu anhu says, every one of us was fast asleep. Before the battle, the night before the battle, every one of us was fast asleep. It was only Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that spent the entire night in salah under a tree. He spent the entire night performing salah, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for victory, standing under a tree. The rest of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were fast asleep. There were multiple benefits in the sleep overcoming the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. On one hand, they would be prepared the next day because they would have rested well, they would be well prepared for the battle. And secondly, the anxiety that they would have before the battle, the fear, the concern, all of this Allah had taken care of because they fell into a deep sleep. So there was no anxiety, there was no fear, there was no worry before the battle. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during that night walked with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum on the battlefield. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, هَذَا مَسْرَعُ فُلَانٍ غَدًا. So and so will fall in this place. So and so will be slain at this place. So and so will be killed at this place. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum say, after the battle, we worked out and we realized that not a single one of them went one step beyond the place that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had indicated. Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, one of the leaders of the Ansar, he is known as Siddiqul Ansar. One is the Siddiq of the Muhajireen and the Siddiq of the Ummah, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he is known as the Siddiq of the Ansar. So Sayyiduna Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, he suggests to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we need to build for you some type of a shelter, like a hut. So this would be your place, and from here you can command the army. And he says, at this place, it will be a very strategic place. We will have riding conveyances kept ready. So Allah forbid, if the battle goes against us and we are defeated, then at least you can be safe. You can jump onto these conveyances and you can ride away to Madinah Munawwara. And he goes on to say something very amazing. He says, فَقَدْ تَخَلَّفَ عَنْكَ أَقْوَامٌ مَا نَحْنُ بِأَشَدَّ حُبًّا لَكَ مِنْهُمْ. Because there are people left behind in Madinah Munawwara who are not less in their love for you than our love for you. Meaning we have love for you, we have come out with you. There are many people in Madinah Munawwara that share the same love for you. They would also protect you. It's just that they were not aware that this is going to happen. The events are going to unfold in this way. They were under the impression that you are going to intercept the caravan. But now the entire scenario has changed and it has become a fully fledged war. If they knew it's going to be a war, they would have also been part of this army. However, because they did not know that this would be the situation, they remained behind in Madinah Munawwara. They also have the same amount of love for you. So you can go and you can join up with them and they will protect you and they will give you help. This is a very, very great statement of Sa'd bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. It shows the level of ikhlas that he has. Sometimes what happens when we are doing some dini work or we are doing something good, then we feel a lot about ourselves. And those that are not part of it, look at that person, he's not part of it. What's wrong with him? He did not come for salah. What's wrong with him? He's not doing this. So we begin to look down on those that are not participating. Here Sayyiduna Sa'd ibn Mu'adh radiallahu anhu is praising those people. He gave an excuse for them. This is the excuse why they could not participate. But they are not short in their love for you, O Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also bless us with a small iota of the ikhlas that he had blessed the sahaba radiallahu anhum. On the morning before the battle, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had arranged the rows of the sahaba radiallahu anhum for fighting. And then the Qurayshi army marched onto the battlefield. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam see this Qurayshi army marching with all its pomp, all its glory, he says, and he makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma hadihi Qurayshun qad aqbalat bi khuyala'iha wa fakhriha tuhadduka wa tukadzibu rasulak. Oh Allah, this is Quraysh. It has come with all its glory, all its pride, all its pomp. They have come opposing you and denying your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma fa nasraka alladhi wa'attani. Allahumma ahinhumul ghadat. Oh Allah, I'm asking you for your help that you had promised me. Oh Allah, you wipe them off this morning. Oh Allah, you destroy them today. So this is the dua Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made as the Quraysh came. Now they sent some scouts out to survey the area and to gauge the number of the sahaba radiallahu anhum. When the reports came back, although the reports came that the sahaba are very few in number, but together with that, those scouts and those spies mentioned to them that these people are here to fight till death. And if each one of them has to die, but he kills one of you before you die, that's a very, very great loss to you. 300 sahaba radiallahu anhum, if they, each person has to kill one before he is killed, which means 300 of you will be killed. So this is a very, very great loss to you. So because of this, some of the leaders, especially Utbah bin Rabi'ah, they felt that we should not fight. Right till this moment, they were in hesitation. Whether they should fight against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of them mentioned that we are not fighting them, we are fighting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they began to hesitate. Utbah bin Rabi'ah began to encourage the people to leave the battlefield and go back to Makkah Mukarramah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Utbah riding on the battlefield. He says that if there's goodness in these people, they will listen to the person riding on the red camel. So he tried to persuade them to leave the battlefield, to abandon the idea and to go back to Makkah Mukarramah. But Abu Jahl, again addicted with his pride and arrogance, he begins to spur the army against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the sahaba radiallahu anhum. And he began to taunt and ridicule Utbah bin Rabi'ah that he's a coward, he is frightened, etc. Various type of taunts he levels against Utbah bin Rabi'ah so that he may stop from persuading them to return. And in this way he spurred up the people and he got them ready to fight. The point that has come quite a bit now is that many of them were hesitant. They didn't want to come out. As we discussed regarding Umayyah bin Khalaf, he did not want to come out to fight. Utbah bin Rabi'ah, his brother Shaybah bin Rabi'ah, his son Walid, they also, there's an incident where the slave Ad-Das, who was knowledgeable regarding the previous scriptures, he was a Christian, he told them before leaving that you are going to the place of your killing. So they were hesitant, they were very, very hesitant. But just because of the pressure from their peers, the pressure from their community, the pressure from the rest of the people, from Abu Jahl, because of this pressure, they succumb to that pressure. Many a times a person may be very good in his nature. He wants to do good, or he does not want to do anything wrong. But then he falls to the pressure around him. So his friends, his circle, his family, his community pressurizes him. And because of that, he falls for that pressure, and then he falls into destruction. These people did not want to fight. Utbah bin Rabi'ah didn't want to fight. He was actually persuading the army to return to Makkah Mukarramah. But because of the pressure and because of the fear of the taunts and ridicules of Abu Jahl, he became one of the first people to get ready. And thereafter, he, his brother and his son came out challenging and asking for a duel. And they were among the first people to be killed. Why? Just because of the pressure of the community. And just because they feared the ridicule and the taunts of Abu Jahl and the others. Therefore, they fell for this and then they came out to their destruction and they were killed on kufr. Although the battle did not commence as yet, before the battle commencing, there was one person who was killed before the battle, one of the disbelievers. His name was Aswad ibn Abdul Asad al-Makhzumi. He was a very wicked person, a very bad-natured person. And he took a qasam, he took a pledge. And he said that I am going to destroy the pond and the water source of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, or I will die in my pursuit. And I am going to drink from that water. So he came out all alone just to fulfill this pledge of his. As he came out, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu attacks him on his leg. But just to fulfill his promise, this person jumps into the pond or into the well. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu anhu goes and intercepts him and catches him there. And he kills him there at the water source. And in this way, he was the first mushrik, the first disbeliever to be killed, even before the battle had commenced. Inshallah, we will continue. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadi wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.